Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Ask Dave on Today FM. Ask Dave a difficult question. Do I know the answer? Well, probably. Answer if I don't, I'll Google it there. Ask Dave time on Today FM. Emer is here, and this is going to be slightly confusing. Kyle is here, but it's not Kyle Minogue. We just need to be absolutely clear on that.
Get that out of the way.
Kyle Minogue is still on his holidays. Introduce yourself.
It's Kyle O'Sullivan.
Kyle O'Sullivan.
Kyle Og, as I think we're going with.
Yeah, yeah. So Kyle. Young, I would say you're both young, but yeah, the original Kyle is Kyle O.G.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then this is Kyle Og.
I started calling you Kyle Og all the time.
Yeah,
to everyone.
I know, Kyle Minogue.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I think I'm rolling with it. Cool. Kyle Minogue is like, how are you, Kyle Og? And I'm like, yeah, let's go with it. Yeah.
Right, I got a message in from Sarah Jane from Athlone on my Instagram. And she said, Dave, I was plugging in my mouse on my computer the other day and I had it upside down, of course, because naturally, you know, you have to put USBs in three or four different ways.
Yeah, every time.
So I said out loud, bloody USB. And my daughter, who was 9, asked me, what does USB mean, mammy? And I realised I didn't know. So I Googled it. Universal Serial Bus. What the hell? I still have no clue what it means, but it got me thinking about other abbreviations we all use in real life but don't know what they stand for. Like, I don't know PDF, MBA or SUV. There must be others. Help me, Dave. LOL. Okay, so there are loads, okay, that we use all the time. But I don't think it matters too much if you know what they are, as long as you use them in the right context. I think that we should start off by saying that.
Yes.
So if you don't know what USB stands for, it doesn't affect how you use a USB slot, a drive, a mouse, a keyboard, whatever. Mm. You can still do it, right? So unless you literally work in a field where you're supposed to know what the abbreviation stands for, I don't think it matters. But let's nerd out a little bit for a second, right?
Of course.
Because there are three things here. There are abbreviations, initialisms, and acronyms, okay? And they're very different things. Abbreviations are things like DEPT, you know, shrunk down for department.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
yeah.
But as soon as you see DEPT, you know it's department of.
Yes.
VS for versus. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay. They're a shortened version of a word, carries the same meaning. If I show you Manchester United versus Liverpool, you're going to say versus if you see VS,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Initialisms are things like SOS, Save Our Souls, FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation,
oh, okay.
And IDK, I don't know. They're the things that you take the first letters of, but you don't pronounce the word. You simply say the initials.
Yes.
So if you say FBI, IDK, SOS, you're initialism-ing. However, if you turn that into a word, that's when it's an acronym. So
okay.
Okay, so then is USB an
no, initialism, yes.
Yeah. It's
exactly.
not an acronym.
Okay. Unless you walked around saying, sorry, have you seen my USB drive?
Yes.
Then you'd be an acronym. But FOMO is an acronym. SCUBA, I don't know if people know this.
Oh, yeah.
SCUBA is self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
No way.
SCUBA.
It's gas.
So they're acronyms. So now we know the difference. So let's go back to USB. Yes, it means universal serial bus. We could spend the rest of Ask Dave answering what that means. Effectively, it's the connection between a host, like a charger or a computer, whatever, and a peripheral device, your phone, your mouse. That's all you need to know. But there's so many computer ones, right? So she said, you mentioned PDF. Does anyone know PDF? Kyle has a printout of things.
I'll
tell you what. Before you printed these out, did you know what PDF stood for?
No, and that's why I looked them up.
Do you know what PDF stands for?
Something device, no. No. I do know.
It's portable document format.
Oh.
Right?
And I would never have known that. No way.
No. What about Wi-Fi? I know, Carl, you were saying you didn't know what that was.
Not a clue.
So, Wi-Fi is one of those things where a bunch of men in suits who invented the kind of radio broadcast of internet signal were able... They were the type of people who were around, because this was a long time ago, actually, would you believe? They listened to hi-fis. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So hi-fis was like high fidelity sound. So you would have a kind of a stacked system of a tape player and a radio amp and a speaker amplifier and a record player and a CD player. They'd all be separate. They're called separates.
Yeah.
And you would play your music and it was hi-fi. So you go into a hi-fi shop to buy a hi-fi.
Mm.
So hi-fi was a thing that we all used to say. So they went, well, it's wireless. And wireless fidelity, because that's what high fidelity was. There's a movie called High Fidelity. You should watch it. It's great. Wireless fidelity Wi-Fi. Okay. More computers, so very quickly. GIF is a graphic interchange format. And then
that's an acronym, so because you say GIF, you say, as
but also isn't that actually pronounced GIF?
No, here's the thing.
I would say GIF.
It is a GIF because it's a graphic interchange format. But the guy who invented graphic interchange format thought we should pronounce it GIF.
Oh, I thought he came out and said, "It's my thing. I'm calling it GIF." Everyone else has
kind of yes.
Okay. Like when SIF changed from SIF from GIF to SIF.
The one I used that used to get me was FAQs.
You didn't know what FAQs were.
That, I suppose that was an initialism in a way, but I was calling them FAQs.
Oh, so you were making your own acronym.
I was like, what are these FAQs? But then I found out through asking an FAQ.
An FAQ about FAQs?
About my FAQs.
Did the FAQ explode? Or
the FAQs just went off the scale. And the Wi-Fi, well, that was gone.
A JPEG, by the way, is a Joint Photographic Experts Group.
Oh.
I bet you didn't know that.
No.
An MBA is another one that Sarah Jane mentioned. That is a Master's in Business Administration. So anyone ever tells you they have an MBA, that's what they have. SUV is the other one she said. That's a sports utility vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
Now, a lot of people, particularly the other Cahill, says Jeep all the time when he means SUV. And I give out to him all the time. Because Jeep is a brand.
Don't mention
SUV
the word
is
vacuum or Hoover.
Oh, my God, no. There are lots in cars. ABS.
Automatic brake system.
Anti-lock braking system. Yeah.
That wasn't bad though. I didn't drive.
I'm impressed. I wouldn't got that.
PHEV. You see it a lot in modern cars. Plug-in hybrid electric vehicle. Some people do say FEV.
A FEV?
Which I think is terrible.
That's what naming is.
Yeah, the word has to work. FEV is no.
The word has to work.
ESP, Electronic Stability Program. If you work in audio, like we do here in radio, you'll make podcasts. A lot of people feed their podcasts into an RSS feed.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone know what that stands for?
Not a clue.
No.
Really Simple Syndication, which I think is actually really nice.
That's
called Really Simple
There's
Syndication.
There's loads of them, like URL and all that you don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of people use NASA all the time and then say something like North American something. It's not. Like, do we know what NASA stands for? Well, I use it all the time, and I loved when I learned this when I was about 12 or 13, and I went, I'm always going to tell people what NASA stands for.
Enlighten me.
Space Agency...
Yes, Space Agency is the end.
Yeah, not North American.
No,
you said that
that's
was
what
wrong. Something Atlantic?
No, you're thinking of NATO, North Atlantic Treaty Organization. No, it is National Aeronautics and Space Administration. SWAT, you know SWAT teams?
Yeah.
SWAT is Special Weapons and Tactics.
And that's
SWAT. SWAT, yes, that is an acronym, yes. And I didn't know this one. So when I sell things, I sell guitars and stuff on you know, adverts.ie or Reverb as a music website that does the same thing. And you often get the opportunity to bump your ad.
Okay, yeah.
And I thought bump my ad was like, okay, I'll just bump it back up to the top. Yeah. I literally meant bump. It means bring up my post.
Oh, no way.
I didn't know that.
But are they just creating that off the back of being like, we can bring it to the top?
And maybe they're like, but it works.
Back channeling it.
LED, light emitting diode. And then look, we know obviously there's loads of text ones, right? TBF, TBH, IMO,
SMH,
IRL, SMH.
LMFL.
Ian Dempsey does TGIF on IDBS. Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on TDFM. Like, there's so many, lads. By the way, I always hear you guys talking about VPNs.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Not a clue.
Virtual portable network or something.
No, virtual.
Something network.
Private network.
Private network, because,
There you go. All right, that's the end of THAD on TDFM.
Dave Moore on TDFM Podcast.